Prosecutors charged Kelly Rindfleisch and Darlene Wink as part of an ongoing John Doe investigation involving current and former aides to Walker. Rindfleisch was hired as a policy advisor in the county executive's office, but said in a message obtained by investigators, quote, "Half of what I'm doing is policy work for the campaign." Wink handled constituent work in the county executive's office, but prosecutors say she was also using her time to plan fundraisers for Walker's gubernatorial campaign. Common Cause of Wisconsin Director Jay Heck says the charges against both women were eerily reminiscent of the legislative caucus scandal that shook state government a decade ago.
So for this to happen after what happened 10 years ago just is, I think, or should be in the minds of Wisconsin citizens, outrageous. I mean, what have we learned in 10 years?
Prosecutors noted that Rindfleisch worked for the now-defunct legislative caucuses in the late 90s. Prosecutors made a point of saying that then-county executive Scott Walker's office was located just 25 feet from Rindfleisch's, but they did not charge the governor with any wrongdoing. Walker's campaign issued a statement saying the Milwaukee County Executive's office expressed policy was that county employees were not permitted to use county time or resources to conduct any political activity. Walker's campaign says the governor expected everyone to follow the law and made that clear publicly and privately. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.